Yo, man, what's up? Stuff is getting out of hand now. I'm real accepting of everybody. Like, when people, if you was born a certain kind of way,
right,
I may accept you.
Right.
Like, if you were born a male, but you feel like you are a female,
right,
I don't mind calling you her.
Right.
But some of these pronouns are getting out of hand. Like, I saw this on social media. I don't know how accurate it is, but this lady wanted to be identified as a season. So, not a man, not a woman, but she wanted to be fall.
She could have just changed her name to fall, though. She wanted people to call her fall.
No, that's not a name. She wants to, like, I guess she wants to, like, display what it represents.
What the hell does fall represent? I don't even understand what that means.
I don't know. Leaves falling, new beginnings. I'm not a season man. I don't know.
Because fall is not new beginnings. And that's my, springtime.
My birthday in the summer. Your birthday in the spring, huh?
Yeah.
I knew you was gay.
Nigga, your birthday is summer don't start till fucking what?
Man,
June 21st?
Man, no, like nigga. That? Summer start when it get hot. All right. No one's got a...
Two seasons?
No, they got four seasons, but they got different timetables. Okay, from January to January is winter. Late January to March is spring. March to October is summer.
Yeah.
And October to January is fall.
Let me guess, the lady was white, huh? She was white?
Of course.
Oh, Lord. They're ridiculous, dog.
Well, white people are trans, I mean, pronoun people.
White people in general. Trans people, you know, they don't bother us. Like, we fully support their community. But, like, you won't be. I knew it was a white person. No. Season?
I. Trans people don't bother you. Like, they don't offend me, but like I said last week, I'm tired of seeing Magic Johnson's big ass son in these female clothes. Not because I'm discriminatory, because it's weird.
Why? Because he's so tall?
This nigga 6'8". with skin tight blouses and shit. Got fucking thigh high boots. Face always beat. Perfect makeup.
Fucking Rich, you got the best fucking makeup artist in the world, probably. Shit.
I'm tired of saying that, nigga. Shit. I told you, man. Like, doing this podcast, sometimes I come across as homophobic because of shit like this. Some shit I just don't like seeing. Like, I love gay people.
People want you to be okay with seeing them.
Like, nah, nigga. I don't like seeing ugly straight people.
I know. I'm about to say the same shit. Like, we just don't like ugly. We anti-ugly.
We was at the mall earlier. I'm making fun of some Bigfoot Jameis Winston looking ass kid. He had to be like 14, but he was getting them jokes too.
Right.
Big ass feet.
That nigga slides been longer as a motherfucker, dog.
Like the longest slide I've ever seen in my life, nigga. That'd be like a water slide. That'd be with long as shit, son. Make that size. I think he had to put two together. They had to like fuse two.
He got to order them bitches. That's some shit you got to order. Like niggas, you have to remember niggas have to order out of East Bay because they feet like Jermaine. He feet too big.
Hey, what up, Jermaine? What up, bro? Let's get it, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, I've been going around saying it all week.
That's you can't say that, though. You can't say that. No, you know why you can't say it. We about to get into it, but you can't say that.
But it's fun saying, let's get it, bro.
You can't say that.
I was telling Rain that every time I saw her. Rain just walking around flopping. Let's get it, bro. All right. Honestly, we really ain't got shit to talk about. We can start that bit now.
Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Tell them feds I need a challenge. My first offer was 30 years, not a day lower. Nigga, what? I told them crackers holla at me when they sober on parole. I'm a felon, you think I ain't got that blower? Yeah, you right, bro. Take his head off his fucking shoulder. You hear me? Hit the rollie stone with the rollie young. What was our getaway car? Jag portfolio.
That's out in LeBron. You hear me? He popularized this song in an Instagram nigga. I don't know his name, but he never seen LeBron. Like, that nigga funny as shit.
I wish I would pay attention to these homies niggas. Go call my phone, I don't wanna do no song with niggas. And tell your bitch to tighten up.
I stepped on the pies daily, so I gotta set this move. I gotta turn up, nigga. What's wrong with niggas? Hollywood back.
Buffs, I can see the hole in niggas.
Turn this off,
my nigga Perico, that boy be.
I be dancing too. Is it 153, 154? Which one?
Why you gonna ask me that after I turn the phone off?
Nigga, you should know. It's your podcast. You're supposed to know, nigga. How y'all doing, man? Welcome to episode 153 of the TMI podcast.
Great guess.
Toxic masculinity issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. I feel weird saying that because we better change that shit up. But talk of the town next around. Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one. Let's get it, bro.
Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
Oh, I ain't tell you. I changed my drop. I wanted it to be a surprise.
I don't like being surprised. First of all, I can't introduce you right about the drop. Okay, yo. Presenting the freshest is out, Mike Fresh.
Flies, nigga, out here, period. No maxi pad.
It kind of went with the drop.
Thank you. See, we always in sync even when we ain't in sync. We be here.
I ain't like that with you.
That's it. Nigga crazy.
Say, bro. Hold up. Say, bro, why you change your drop so much?
Nigga.
I change them. That's what I do, though. That's in my character.
I told you I was changing my drop after last week. I said, I'm changing my drop.
Nigga, you need to keep a drop and stick with it. That's not what you do. You run a drop the whole season. I change drops frequently. But, man, I set the mood, bro. I'm tired of slacking. I think past couple podcasts, we've been coasting. I ain't ISO. I ain't put up 40. I got a ISO and turn it to a good podcast, man. Yo, how your week was?
It was boring, like usual. I ain't doing nothing this week. I think next week going to be more adventurous. Got some shit coming up.
Definitely. So
yeah, this was a chill week.
Well, last week, we recorded on my anniversary.
Right.
I went out afterwards. Got a steak. I'm not going to hold you. Chop House is trash. It's like they got white chefs, because they don't season the food. That steak was just meat paws. Like they took that shit, put it in the oven or grill or whatever, then put it on a plate. Yeah. They ain't put no kind of seasoning. That shit was terrible.
They had no parsley, nothing on
that
shit.
That shit was terrible. Like, I had a tomahawk and lobster. That was 200 right, though, just me.
Lobster was. It was good.
Lobster was good.
Right.
That steak was trash. The sides was trash.
Right.
So I'm mad, like a fucking $450 bill.
You can only enjoy some of the meal.
So a lot of that shit away. I didn't throw away food. But I got orientation this week or something. I mean, I'll be doing Zoom meetings. I ain't gonna lie, I have like a movie playing in the background. What are they talking? You be sitting there. I don't pay it no mind.
This nigga here, dog.
Man, fucking, like 3 hours. I'm talking about nothing.
You ain't even listening. You don't know what they talking about.
I know they don't call on me, so I'm straight. Yo, man. I said, we get in the topic. We're going to talk about like changing in our lives and rebranding. We get a topic, knock that out, then we can start going into stuff that's going on in the world.
Right.
Like, one thing I noticed about this podcast, the name might turn people off.
I know. I noticed that. Because even if somebody asks me, I tell them TMI, and then they'll be like, oh, where to find that? So they'll give me their phone, I go on YouTube, and they'll be like, especially females, they always kind of make a face at me. And they think, oh, y'all be on there bashing women. And I'm like, no, we talk about everything.
Yeah.
So I got to run down to them the kind of topics we be talking about instead of them just going into it with an open mind.
I guess when I put this together, I didn't think things all the way through. Shit, I didn't know we go 150 episodes, yeah. Like, right. Something to try. And, so, one of the first rebranding things is probably going to be this podcast. I'm not going to change my name. I'm still probably going to be Hollywood Nikki.
Right.
That's just who I am.
I mean, our name's not, yeah. No, yeah. Not toxic. It's not like we call ourselves fucking...
Big Dick Dominic.
No, we ain't never calling you that shit on here ever. No.
On my birthday.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. Wedding day, birthday, nigga, nothing. Shit, no.
Yeah, but I'm at the point where I don't want to alienate our day ones.
Right.
Because some people really tuned in from episode one and that bullshit we put out. So right now, man, think about it. Like, we used to record. I didn't even know how to record. I used to pace around.
Yeah.
Before we started to get myself in the proper mindset, I get mad and start just walking around this bitch doing push-ups. I'm mad about something. We had no video. We were recording off this. I mean, we came a long way.
Right.
And we're going to come even further, but I don't want to alienate our day ones. They grown accustomed to a certain type of brand.
Right.
But I do want to expand and grow. And it's hard to grow when people hear what you do and they got a closed mindset from the beginning.
Right. So you got to kind of talk them into it.
Because I don't blame them, because when somebody say, check out my stuff, like if a rapper be giving me a mixtape or something back in the day, like, check out my shit. I'm like, what's your name? And it's something stupid like Killer Homicide. Like, I don't want to hear this shit, nigga.
Right, yeah, right. Right.
So I'm closed-minded, so I can see why people get the impression.
Right.
But also, I mean, that's just podcast stuff. You ever thought about, personally, how you want to rebrand? How you want to better yourself in that manner?
I mean, I think, I used to be way more outspoken, but I kind of got shied away from, I'm going to say friction or fucking conflict. So I don't really say shit. Like, a lot of times I just like, in my mindset, just let them have it because it ain't worth it. So, because, I mean, one of the reasons I end up on fucking high blood pressure medication because I'm getting into it motherfuckers all the time over little shit. I mean, to get into it because they disrespected somebody, especially at work. They disrespecting one of the drivers. So, you know, you the manager in charge, you got to deal with all the complaints. Like, you're not going to disrespect nobody on my team, whether it's here or at fucking work. Like, they may be wrong, but you ain't about to discipline them. That's my job. I'm going to talk to them about what the fuck happened. You ain't about to call y'all stupid bitches and like, no, that shit ain't flying.
You was a stupid bitch, too.
Get the fuck out of here. See? You're going to be one of the niggas going to be at home hungry, because damn, them niggas just canceled my order.
Say, dog, what if you smack me right now? You're like, you're a stupid bitch.
Knock your glass off.
Nigga, I'm a laugh. I don't know what to do with my laugh.
Fuck no, you ain't gonna laugh, nigga.
Nah, that's funny. That's kind of funny.
But I mean, that's about it. I mean, a lot of people complain about be like, oh, you don't really be saying nothing, because I'm not about us over talking each other is bad pod. Like, I'm not about if we sitting up there fussing back and forth about a subject, whatever it is. Even if I'm going off, I can see you be waiting for a break in my conversation because you're.
I do that because you might say something to piss me off.
If I'm going too long, you'll be like, "You gonna let me talk? You gonna let me talk?" Like, we do a good job of just letting one person talk, waiting for a break, and then letting the other person talk. But nigga, everybody already know, nigga, you talk more than me. That's even in life. So you're most of the time conversation. If you feel strongly about it, you're gonna dominate the conversation. Especially if it's something we both agree on. What the fuck? I'm not going to just disagree just to disagree. I'm not going to stand. I'm not going to have a talking point just to say, hey.
You should.
I can't even make a good argument about it. That's just me being a dick. And then you going to spot it. And they're going to be like, you just being stupid.
I'm going to say that too.
Fuck. So, like, That's probably about it. I mean, they got shit we can work on power wise, but that's a conversation for off camera, not on camera. Like that shit we talk about in person.
As far as like the podcast, a lot of shit we got similar beliefs on.
Right.
I'm gonna say like 80% of it, of things we talk about, we got the same core beliefs, we got the same values, and I do talk a lot. I probably could just like chill and like Google Talk Mike, but naturally, no matter what we doing in life, like we could be at the fucking mall. I talk mostly.
Right.
Like I just like earlier at the mall, me talking mostly, just saying stupid shit. I talk a lot, and normally you kind of chilling.
Right.
I wish I could adopt that mindset of letting it go. Be like, you got it. I do it. Like when it's to avoid conflict, I do it.
Right.
But I don't do it enough.
I mean, but to a certain extent, that's who you are. You very confrontational. Yeah. What's the word I'm searching for? You don't want to sacrifice who you are just to avoid conflict. Because sometimes you got to let a nigga know, I ain't the one, nigga. Sometimes you got to let that nigga know, like, because even if you be like, you got it. Some nigga, I know I got it. I got it. You know how them niggas is. Them kind of niggas.
I don't come across them kind of niggas.
So you ain't never came across that nigga you had to hate but that time?
No, he didn't say I got it. He said,
I'm saying, but his
energy, he said you're on the wrong level.
The energy, his energy. I'm just saying, I'm using that phrase. But the energy be like, I'm a big dog. You better back down.
Yeah, because when I was younger, I guess I ain't carry myself as a big dog. I was crazy, but I wouldn't carry myself like
right,
a big dog.
Right.
I'm a big dog now, so niggas know better. Even the craziest niggas going to think twice before they cross me. Like, all right, this nigga Nick is, something right about that boy, the way he carry himself.
Right, you could spot that shit a mile away. So, like the way, like, people could kind of tell what kind of niggas you are from, I guess, aura. They could kind of see it.
Yeah, like people like Michael Jackson, Michael right Jordan, yeah. Jesus, me. We got that, we got that aura, like, we got that glow.
This nigga's...
All right, the first time you saw me, I wasn't glowing?
Fuck no. You were sitting there listening to music, I think, with your head down, writing something. I think you was writing rap, probably.
But I was
you
glowing,
probably was writing raps.
But I had a glow about me. Like I was saying, the first time he met Jordan, and Reggie Miller, the first time they met Jordan, they say Jordan had a glow. Like, the first time you met me, I'm pretty sure I was glowing.
It was not. You were sitting there, looking stupid, writing something.
This nigga's
probably
like,
trying to avoid right eye contact, because he thought I was going to beat him up. Probably. I don't want to look. He looks aggressive.
Say, Mike, do me a favor. Boo that
nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm sitting right here. You think I'm gonna press the button? Like, I'm gonna let it all play all the way through, nigga. Like.
But just every day I strive to be a better person.
Yeah.
So of course I wanna rebrand myself into that dude. Right. Like we transitioning from like a kid to a young man. Now we're not old men, but
right.
Like we're older.
Right.
So my mentality different. My ideology is different. My demeanor different. Some of the kid shit I used to do, I can't really do now because I'm older. So I gotta try to transition into that.
Right.
Because I play around a lot. I probably gotta mature a little bit.
I mean, but that,
nigga, I'm childish. Nigga, I am childish. That's the word.
But being childish is only a bad thing if it's at the most inappropriate.
Woo!
Like that's like shit like that don't bother me. But if say we was at a funeral and you were in there playing around or some shit like that, like, yeah, that's like, nigga, chill out.
I want to do that now. That'd be funny.
If something happened, like say something happened to somebody's child, you'd be like, well, that nigga should have did this. But you don't really mean it, but you're just trying to be funny. Like,
nah, I say what
you
I
might
mean.
Get pissed with fucking playing with somebody's child. Shit. Like, certain shit is inappropriate at the wrong time, but, I mean...
True.
But that kid in you keep you young. Like, being... Nigga don't want me to know... Who won't be around a nigga who's super serious all the fucking time?
That's what I look like. That's why I look like I'm 19 still. Still look 19.
Who told you that?
Myself, nigga. Got the same face I had when I was 19.
Yeah, ugly, yes. It's just old ugly now. It's not a young ugly. Like...
You a comedian, though? Fucking Richard Pryor, nigga. cracking jokes left and right. He like, it's mic season. I'm about to get my shit off now. I'm about to get my jokes off. Damn, nigga. Yeah, so, I mean, I got to rebrand a lot of ways. Like, even my profession. I probably got to take this more serious and have to adopt that more serious nature.
Right.
I mean, I'm a natural salesman, so it's in me regardless.
Yeah, you got the gift. So I don't worry about that shit. Like, you can sell shit. That's easy.
I mean, I could sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I'm a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well, which is a double entendre. He can sell water to a well or a sea well. It's double entendre.
Speaking of double entendre, see, I'm getting good at the segues. That was good. That wasn't good. That wasn't good. Now that wasn't good. That wasn't good.
Damn you all. It was IT you said that wasn't good. Keep going with it, nigga. If you're gonna do it, keep going with it, nigga. Shit.
Like I told you on fucking Facebook, save your fucking thoughts for the podcast and your ass couldn't shut up.
Yeah, we back with the shits, bro.
Yeah.
All right. You know where you want to start off at, huh?
Yeah, Kendrick and fucking Drake.
It's been a wild week. After waiting a month for Kendrick to respond, he dropped 3 diss tracks.
Right.
3. In like fucking, like in a week span. In fact, one of them was in 24 hours. Let's break it down. Euphoria. Rank it from 1 to 10.
I give it about a fucking, like a 7.5.
What you liked about it?
I think he had fucking balls on the shit. He was spitting
to
me. I know niggas ain't like it because it started off kind of slow, but
it started off extremely slow.
Yeah.
I like the line that said, I make music that electrifies. You make music that pacifies. I will go on that, but I'm going to spare you this one time or some shit like that. Right. That was kind of hot because everybody knew the rumor about Drake messing with young people. I mean, Drake fuck young girls. I mean, but 21 is young. He fuck like 21 year olds.
Yeah.
That's young, but that's still super legal.
I mean, but
there's no but about it.
I'm just saying though, but you know why niggas be throwing up on that shit? Like, they be like, oh, he a predator. He get that predator label thrown at him. That's why people say that.
People have not had the level of success Drake had. Like, he at the top of the mountain. So, theoretically, he could sleep with anybody he wants.
Right.
So, when... And they got... Oh, they got bad 21-year-olds running around here. They really fucking sexy and bad. Titties perky.
I agree.
Like,
I agree.
They fucking bad.
Right.
So, Drake's... He can fuck them. Like, a nigga like me could be like, dog, that's predatory because I ain't got my pick of whatever 21-year-old I want.
Right.
Like, Lotto's sister's 21, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I mean, she's fucking nice.
Yeah, she nice.
Cardi B sister, I don't know how old she is.
Oh, Hennessy, yeah.
But she is fucking bad.
She real nice, yeah.
She is fucking bad. So, I'm like...
I mean, but that's why niggas be giving him that predator lid, because he never... Like, it's been a minute since he fucked with somebody around his age. Like, who that was, Rihanna? That was like around the same age?
I mean, he fucking with Rihanna, J-Lo. I mean, Drake done fuck with everybody, old and young. Like he fuck with bitches.
Yeah.
If they attractive, he don't fuck with them, old and young.
Yeah.
So if he had a stigma where he only fuck with young bitches,
right?
But he had bitches his age, older bitches. Like right. That's what he do.
Right. That's why he get that label thrown at him.
And don't throw labels at him, hating ass niggas.
I mean, Kendrick said he was a hater, so he ain't never denied it.
Yeah, but that shit don't look good on you, bro. Hating on niggas, they successful. Because they getting money, because they getting bitches. That shit don't look good on you, nigga. Ain't. Alright. On Euphoria. How does he end Euphoria? He say, I don't want you saying nigga no more. I don't like that.
That shit got stuck in my head. I was saying that shit all yesterday at work.
that shit wag as a motherfucker. like, I ain't about to cape for Drake. I'm a bigger Drake fan than Kendrick, but I'm not like a super Drake stan. Like,
one of them OVO niggas.
And I'm not a, yeah. I hate Kendrick like that. Like, when Kendrick makes something nice, I'm not biased. When this shit fire, I'm going to say it's fire.
Right.
When it's trash, I'm going to say it's trash.
Right.
I don't like him saying Drake can't say the word nigga. I don't like Kendrick and Ross trying to paint Drake as a white dude.
I do, yeah.
That's wack as a motherfucker because he got a white mom. He white. If we going to do shit like that, we ain't got Barack Obama.
Right.
We ain't got Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
We ain't got Haley Berry.
J. Cole, fuck.
We ain't got J. Cole. Like, what we talking about right now? Like, we can't sit right there and get rid of the great blacks because they got a white mama.
Right.
Like, in the world, to the world, they niggas.
Yeah, they niggas, yeah.
You think Drake could walk into a white country club? Hey, I'm Drake. Get your nigga ass out of here. You think he would have had a good in the fucking 40s, in the 30s?
Fuck no.
Like, damn. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, Well, you know how crazy Kendrick sound with this? Having a mixed girlfriend?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is mixed. Your fiance is mixed. She has a white parent. Like, stop it.
Right.
Like, all right, we gotta stop this now. Like, now we gotta stop.
I mean, but it's rap beef, so, you know, a lot of shit be outlandish.
No, like
even Pac was lying about, you think he fucking Faith Evans? Because she said he didn't.
I know Pac that fucked Faith.
Hey, see? But that's a part of the beef. He was just trying to gaslight niggas.
No, but I'm not, like, we not about to do racial shit like that, because I'm not about to sit right there and toss away great blacks because they biracial.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, y'all can have, what's that nigga named Logic? Y'all can have that nigga.
You don't hear Logic say nigga?
I don't hear Logic say nothing. I don't hear Logic rap. Yeah, he's terrible.
Well, you know he's trying to gaslight him. You know that's what it's about.
Yeah, but I heard Euphoria. I thought it was trash, but after I hearing it a few times, it grew on me, pause. It's like,
yeah.
It's not cool, though. But I think I like it less because it's so overhyped. Like, everything Kendrick put out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Drake's more he's more loved than Kendrick, but he's also more hated than Kendrick.
Right.
Like, Drake got a lot of hate
from
being on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
So, everybody who hate Kendrick, I mean, everybody who hate Drake think what Kendrick said is the greatest stuff in the world.
But they also got the Kendrick boring niggas, the same shit they be doing to fucking J. Cole.
J. Cole was boring. Man, J. Cole got like fucking one horrible boring ass album, and one album, it came after the boring one, so I don't like that either. For Your Eyes Only is fucking boring, and KOD was not that much better. But, well, Kendrick had Euphoria. And if we're going to be real, that's a solid track. But he followed up with
16
in
L.A.
That shit was cool. Oh, that shit was kind of cool. It's like he had a 1-0 lead and put that out. Now you down 3-1. Now you down. Yeah. Like, he said now you down. In fact, I'm not sure who his marketing team is because they ran it wrong. He should have left the Euphoria go up, wait till Drake responded, then put the 616.
Right.
He responded too quick.
I think he was trying to, you know, because that's what Drake did. He dropped them back-to-back diss tracks.
Yeah, but you're not Drake, nigga. This is why I look. Euphoria, that was probably a good album. You stepped on that when you put out 616. So all the buzz and niggas talking about that shit, they not talking about it no more because they got to talk about 616.
Right.
And then Drake tried to step on that.
Right.
Which he did with Family Matters.
Family Matters, yeah. With the visuals.
I like Family Matters. Like push-ups was cool to me. I like Family Matters.
I think Drake getting a better response because this shit, all his diss tracks be, except for, what you say it wasn't?
Taylor Made.
They be up-tempo, so you can kind of dance to the shit. Like, Kendrick shit is more mellow. You got to kind of listen to it. And a lot of people already don't like Kendrick because he got them double entendres, and you got to kind of figure out what the fuck he's talking about. If you're not a hip hop head, you don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Kendrick remind me of Nas.
Why?
And it's like, niggas rhyme words and they be like, oh, he said this, but like.
I heard you say that shit before about Kendrick.
Like, bars never go over my head. Like, I understand every fucking thing. Like, Kendrick had some lines in that Euphoria. What he said, if it gets shaky, I'll park a sun.
Yeah.
That line's kind of crazy. But Kendrick said a lot of bullshit, too. He's just rhyming words and everybody. Oh, did you hear that? Like, nah, nigga ain't talking about nothing. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's easy to fool stupid people. Like, people that dumb, who want to latch on something. Like, he can say whatever and it's, oh, you heard that?
You heard, did you listen to whatchamacallit, Meet the Grams? You listen to it yet?
I tried to. I got to play it again. It started kind of pooting me. So, I'm going to listen to
it. You think that's what's hurting him, too? Like, he started off slow. He started off not really punching hard. Like, he come off kind of weak, and then he kind of pick it up as the song go along.
I do think that hurt him because that Euphoria, that shit started off so, like, this shit was trash. I ain't the way it started. But, I mean, I'm glad people talking about hip-hop.
Right.
But I think people sound ridiculous. Every other day, Drake won, Kendrick won. Honestly, they both losing. Like we had about six diss tracks.
Right.
None of them was knockout punches.
Yeah.
None of them was fire.
Yeah, they always kind of middle of the pack. So it's not like one of the nigga came out with like a heavy hitter, like, oh shit, you heard that shit?
That's what bothered me, because a lot of disses are kind of mid-ish, and they trying to overhype it. Fans are overhyping that shit.
Because of who coming out with it. They want it to be some kind of super fight. Where it's Kendrick versus Drake, so it got to be like a super heavyweight fight.
And that's because they fucking either love Kendrick or they hate Drake.
Yeah, right.
Not too many people hate Kendrick. But a lot of motherfuckers hate Drake.
Yeah. Because niggas feel like he a culture vulture and all this other shit.
Which is kind of weird to me, because they got videos of Drake, like, 8 years old, 9 years old, rapping and shit. Right. Obviously, he took a liking to hip-hop culture. And niggas like, some people like, oh, he wasn't raised in the hood. Okay, he's raised by his white mom. Man, he's not going to be in the hood.
Every black person wasn't raised in fucking struggle. I hate that shit. The way the blackness is struggle. No, nigga, like, we multi-layer like every other fucking person on this planet. Some of us grew up poor, some of us grew up rich. Some of us grew up going to private school. Some of us went to public school. Like, nigga, every black person don't have the same fucking backstory. Fuck.
But Drake's father, like, does music. He's from Memphis, and he, like, did music.
Right.
He's a part of the culture. If anything, you as a consumer, like, his bloodline is music.
Right.
Your bloodline is music. So, if anything, you're not in the culture. If anything, you're a vulture. It's like, he's adding to the culture. He's from the culture.
Right. And then people niggas be mad because he always riding whatever the wave is. But a lot of people, white people do that.
That's what works for him. That's why he's the biggest fucking pop star.
Like, he constantly reinventing himself. They want him to have a natural fall off like most people do. Like, once his wave stop, he kind of fade into the background and disappear. That's what niggas don't like. Like, he constantly being, I don't know why people don't like it. Like, that's kind of a weird thing to hate about somebody. Somebody reinventing themselves constantly so they could stay relevant.
No. Calling Drake white boy when your girlfriend is white or mixed is crazy. That's, nigga, you got mixed kids. That's crazy. Nigga say you don't take pictures with your son because he's not black enough. You rap like you're trying to free the slaves. Like, that shit is funny. That shit is funny, nigga. Like, if you want to talk about Drake getting peed on or beat up or whatever, that's fair game.
Right.
We talking about, I ain't about to make something of somebody because they fucking mama white. Like, he's still a nigga. His dad is a nigga. I see his old big teeth, big nose dad. Fucking dad like Robin. Half man, half horse. Like,
I can't read my this. Oh, shit. So that's what you hate the questioning of the blackness.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because we so divided as a race on some shit all the time. And it's colorism. Right. Like light-skinned people and dark people always divided and shit like that. So I don't like the idea of like taking... We can't lose Drake as a black, because if we lose Drake as a black, we lose Obama.
Right.
We lose Pat Mahomes. I don't want to lose none of these great blacks.
Right.
And Drake's a great black. Like, y'all could have a... What's that nigga? Emmanuel Ocho?
Yeah.
Y'all can have him. Shit. Y'all can have Jason Whitlock. A lot of blacks y'all can have. We can murder. Like, a lot of blacks y'all can take. Who the fuck I don't like? What blacks I don't like?
There's a lot of people you hate, nigga. Like, now you got a lost words?
Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock.
Not a lot of blacks I hate. Shit. Well, are we gonna lose Fat Joe? Are we gonna lose Cameron? Are we gonna lose Fabulous? Carmelo Anthony? Like, these people ain't got all black parents.
Right.
Like,
they got Hispanic parents.
Yeah, fuck. Cameron, mama, Panamanian. Melo, dad is Puerto Rican or something. Right. Like, what the fuck? Like, we gonna lose all these people? Shit.
Yeah, you right.
And Ross gotta chill out, nigga. I like Ross.
With the white boy shit?
No, I like Ross in general. I like Ross, but like.
White boy?
I like Ross, and Ross can rap. But like, dog, this beef don't concern. Like, nobody trying to hear you in this beef at all. Nobody wants to hear you, son. I'm sorry. I love Ross. That's my nigga. Nobody want to hear you.
He keep on inserting himself constantly.
Like, nigga ain't take a shot at you. And like, man, go ahead, bro. Go do something else with your life. Like, I don't like hypocrites. Like, Ross had surgery. I told you, Ross had surgery. Right. Don't talk about Drake having surgery.
It's obvious. Like, nigga, like. You could tell when a nigga just...
That nigga beard probably fake. That like a fake-ass beard. Nigga, titties is flapping. He always got a shirt off. Remember Tyrone? Titties always flapping. Oh. Congratulations, Tyrone.
That's a hell of a way to send a shout-out to that nigga, dog.
this had the baby, man. My brother sent me the pic and everything. I'm so happy for him.
That's what's up.
He doing his daddy duties. We're going to get him back on the podcast soon. You gotta wear a shirt. And a support, bro.
Shit.
And one thing about this beef that's pissing me off.
Besides all the statuses that's coming up. Because your ass, you right along with them niggas. I keep telling your ass to shut up. Fuck.
Yo, man. I fucking hate David Augustus. D1, I hate this nigga. Like, it's so obvious he pushed for clout. It's so obvious, and how do people don't see this? Niggas happy about Kendrick and Drake going at it.
Right.
He jumping in. Hey brother, let that go. That's the evil. Y'all getting misled. That's the evil. Then he gonna try to assert himself. That's why I ain't drop my diss track on Joe Budden. Number one, nobody want to hear you this Joe Budden, nigga. Nobody want to hear you rap. go ahead to the choir. Oh, go to Franklin Avenue Baptist and start rapping, nigga. Oh, and secondly, Joe Budden retired, but Joe Budden will mop the floor with this nigga.
Yeah, he
really think Budden's scared. Budden will mop you, nigga. Joe Budden, one of the best lyricists to ever touch a microphone, period.
Right.
To ever touch a microphone. You better go rap against BG or something. Oh, good Turk.
That's why you didn't drop the diss track. That's it. Right, come on, bro.
Right. And then the fist fight. I think Budden beat him in the fist fight too. I think they throw hands. I think Mouse will get him. Like, what the fuck you talking about, nigga?
Oh, this D1 shit crazy, dog. Like, why the fuck would you talking about they gotta stay? Nigga, you stay out of it. This ain't got nothing to do with you. It's about two successful niggas rapping against each other. Like, nigga, shut up. Like,
you know that boy sound?
Hey.
He sound like me when I said it's Kendrick to a versus. One nigga way up here. One nigga way up.
Like, nigga, what are you talking about? talking about?
I want that nigga on this podcast so bad. I really want to debate this nigga.
Shit.
Because I can't stand this motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I heard some unfortunate news. How not true it is. Allegedly, Kobe Bryant's high school friend, a dude named Kevin Sanchez, I think.
Yeah.
See, Kobe Bryant, a piece of shit. You heard about it?
Yeah, I saw the clip of this dude on somebody podcast.
He thinks since he went to prison and came back out, Kobe's supposed to give him a job.
Did he go to jail for Kobe?
Of course not.
So
you think Kobe kill that nigga?
I'm just asking. I had to get that out there. Like
he went to jail because he a nigga.
So why did Kobe owe him anything?
Because they were best friends in high school. Like my best friend in high school can't come to me and be like,
right,
Dom, give me a job. I mean, I can see what I could do, maybe.
Right.
But I ain't putting my name on the line for you, ex-con.
Right, like
I don't know what you did, nigga. You might not be reliable.
You did some dumb shit and got yourself arrested. You didn't go to jail for me. You went to jail on some other shit that ain't have nothing to do with me. So when you come out, I'm supposed to have like a bag of money waiting for you in a position. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these entitled ass niggas? Well,
that nigga speaking on Kobe when he did.
Right.
Kobe will fight that nigga. We say one about Kobe. Everybody say Kobe ain't got hands. Kobe ain't no coward. Kobe will fight that nigga.
Yeah. Like,
that nigga ain't scared of nobody. Shit, he'll fight that nigga.
Like, anytime a nigga was trying, any nigga who tried to fight Shaq, and Shaq a big crazy ass motherfucker, dog, because when he got traded from Miami, Pat Riley had the police waiting on his ass, so he couldn't get into the building.
they tripping. I don't got crazy ass. They got a pistol on me. I'm like that. I'm like this, like Yosemite Sam. Like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Hey. Come play with me if you want to, big man.
Like, any nigga who tried who will square up with Shaq and catch a fell one with Shaq, that nigga, he might get beat up, but he ain't no bitch.
Shaq ain't doing me nothing. I'm shooting that nigga. I'm waiting. I'm going to stand there. I'm bothered.
Nigga, you going to have your gun on you while you're at basketball practice?
Yep. Gilbert Arenas in the bag.
You can't run up the court with the gun on you in your waistband, nigga.
I'm going to be in the bag. I'm going to see Shaq roll up and go in the bag. I ain't saying nothing. Like. Get a boy one morning, bro. You got kids you love. Play them if you want to. They gonna be mourning the loss of skill, Neil.
That's crazy, dog. Like that entitled boy. That shit crazy. Like niggas being tied up to somebody else's bag, dog. That's the most bum shit I've ever heard.
That's kind of wild. That's kind of wild.
Like, come on, man. Go get your own shit. Or even come, like, if you want Kobe to like help you out with like a business plan or something, come with some numbers and shit. Come with some paperwork. Like, show me something. Like, you don't just come with your hand out.
Show you something.
You know what the fuck I mean, nigga. You don't come like this. What's happening, bro? Got the NBA check, huh, dog? Like, what the fuck? What you mean? I got the NBA check, nigga. I'm in the gym.
But why you wait till Kobe there to talk bad about him?
Because nigga wasn't trying to hit. Of course he ain't going to do it while Kobe alive.
Kobe would have beat him up.
Hey.
Oh, Kobe would have disputed it and you know.
Right.
Oh, say, bro, why your man Terrence so delusional? All right. McDonald 35 was a pretty good school.
Yeah.
Like, academically, it's a pretty good school. He make it sound like y'all Harvard.
Oh, and he said he was going to be a valedictorian if he went to another school.
I know if I went to 35, I'll be in the top percentage. Yeah. Like I'll be the top percentage at McMaine or fucking Destrehan or whatever.
Nigga ain't gonna question your intellect. Like that's not a question.
Like, but he make it seem like 35 is Harvard. Okay, nigga, what college did he go to? After did he go to Yale? Did he go to Princeton? Nah, that's what the UNO somewhere. Fuck out of here. You know what the UNO? Niggas who went to Kennedy. Niggas who went to John May.
Right.
Fuck out of here. Like, I'm never going to shit on y'all academically. I know y'all a good school. But calm me down, nigga. Y'all not Einstein's running around here. They can piss me off.
That nigga crazy, though. He been saying crazy shit like that.
So what's crazy is he pulls these fucking selfies. Talking about face card.
Then he complain about other niggas posting pictures of themselves. Like, nigga, like, you don't do the same shit, nigga.
That shit irks me.
Fuck.
But speaking of pictures, these AI pics getting out of hand, too.
Oh, the little AI app that all the females be posting.
Yeah, because, it's making these poo-ass females look like baddies. I know you saw a couple pool ones that are like baddies. Like, that's not you, nigga. That ain't you.
I just like it and keep it moving, dog. I don't say nothing. I let them have their moment.
I don't like it. I feel bamboozled. You was fooling me.
They catfishing, though. That shit crazy. They really be taking credit for them AI picks. Like, they baddies.
That niggas be commenting on it. You were so beautiful. Damn, y'all niggas desperate.
Yes. Like, nigga, I have my moments where I'm a thirsty nigga, but I don't go that far, though.
Yeah, you thirsty.
No, I am, but I don't go that far. Like, my thirstiness has a limit. I ain't that kind of nigga, though. Like, damn. Like, these niggas, you can't get them credit for a fucking computer-generated picture, nigga. They ain't the one created the fucking algorithm. Shit. Like, somebody else created that shit. They just taking advantage of it.
So, you know. You know what bothered me? We into the hate section of what I hate. you know what bothered me? When somebody be like, a woman, I look good for my age, but they like 33 years old. Like, I was on Twitter, and Shorty was like, I'm so glad I look good for my age, and she's 33. Like, how you supposed to look at 33?
I mean, I guess some people be, like, looking terrible. They be looking like they in their 50s and their 30s.
That's not the normal. That's like...
People who live, like, a hard life, shit like
yeah,
that.
It's yeah, it's a rare occurrence. Just like, it's like, oh, I was looking at the chick on Facebook. They showed a picture of Rashida and Kurt. And they were like, ooh, Kurt
looked
bad.
Yeah.
Kurt, like, 57 years old. I think he looked pretty good for a 57-year-old.
People just don't like Kurt, though.
Yeah, but, like... He has a full head of hair and shit. He's 57. Like Rashida, she looked good, but I don't know how old she is, but I mean, she's wearing makeup and shit, but she looks really good.
And she had plastic surgery, so yeah.
Kurt, a regular 57 year old man. 57
year old man. Like, yeah.
Nigga, who the fuck look good at 57? Idris Elba?
Yeah.
That's it? Shit. And Denzel Washington? Not a lot of good 57 year olds walking around here, nigga. Shit.
Nigga just don't like Kurt, though. Yeah. That's what it is.
What happened to Kurt? Nigga, he's old.
He's aging. Like, people don't understand that
he's
shit.
He's about
though.
To be 60.
Right. Like, but how the fuck you supposed to age? Like, ain't too many niggas out here getting plastic surgery. I don't think that shit work for us like that. Like it do for a woman. Like, they can get a new pair of titties and a new ass and get some get their skin pulled back and look younger.
I think we could. We get like a facelift for niggas or something. I don't know, Botox. I don't know how niggas move.
I mean, I don't think Botox work the same for us though. Like, you can see like it. I don't think it hit the same for us. Like, that shit, it looked plastic. Like, it, like, oh, this nigga look bad, dog.
Are you talking about getting Botox?
No, I'm just saying, like, nigga, I'm gonna just age. Like, if I'm just gonna look like an old nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Can't wait you get bald. I can't wait.
Everybody don't go bald, nigga.
We gonna be the bald brothers.
The bald gene already skipped me. I told you that.
You'd be bald in 4 years.
No, I ain't. No, by 39, my daddy was already completely bald.
Hey, bro, you're going to be bald when you start steaming in and when you right here?
No,
so you're going to keep hair right here?
His baldness started at the top. He was losing hair here.
Every single person lining goes further back the older they get.
No.
In the history of the world, nigga.
No.
Go find a young nigga with a Paul Jones body.
The daddy on fucking... Cosby Show. He wasn't bald.
Bill Cosby?
No, his daddy. His daddy was on there. The light-skinned nigga, that was his daddy.
I forgot a nigga name.
Yeah, I forgot.
That's the one nigga in the world, man.
Obama not going bald either. He's going gray.
That nigga lining was up here. Obama lining was right here for everybody up here now. Obama lining way higher.
No, everybody don't go bald. Some niggas just go gray.
Obama ain't like, like he ain't really handsome no more. kind of look like a like a melted tootsie roll. Now he used to be a handsome nigga, but like, that nigga kind of look cool now.
I mean, that 8 years in the White House aged that man, though.
They aged that nigga.
Yeah, that shit aged the fuck out of you, dog.
He went 40 to 90 overnight. He like Kurt Frost. Hold up, Kurt look younger than he look younger than Obama, though, nigga. Kurt looks younger than Obama, nigga.
Oh, nigga just don't like him. You already know why niggas people be hating on Kurt.
I don't like that nigga either.
Like, they think he a piece of shit.
Why he grew his hair though?
He ain't got the hair shit. His hair ain't used to be that high. He ain't got that implant
terrible.
Shit.
That looks terrible. Go back bald.
He ain't got the implant shit. So he got him.
Yo, we talking about that presidency. You heard what Big T said about police?
Oh, he gonna give him qualified immunity?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, that song? You know how ridiculous that sounds. People just cheering for that. You know how crazy that fucking sounds.
You know, people that thin blue line is crazy. People love like certain sections in this company love the police, and they think they can't do no wrong. And they think it's always whatever they do is justified because all you had to do is comply. Just comply.
You realize they beat the shit out of Rodney King?
Yes.
On camera.
Yes.
While he's saying he's begging, can't we all just get along?
Right.
And they're beating the shit out of him.
Like, what make you hit a nigga? If a man get down on his knees in front of you and put his hands up, why would you cock back and hit him in the head? Like, what is he doing to make you that mad to where you beating the fuck out of this nigga? Like, I don't understand that shit at all.
The question is, what's wrong with Rodney King? Because,
he didn't want to die.
Once they got acquitted.
I mean, yeah.
I'm John Wick and these niggas. Yeah. I hope you ain't got wives. Like, it's about to get ugly. I'm fucking with the whole family. The whole family is about to get ugly.
I mean, once they cut him that big ass paycheck, I mean, but that was enough for him.
Not enough for me. That six police beat me up on camera while I'm complying. All right, y'all got families, okay? Because y'all can't move away. So I'm gonna follow you home. Wife and daughter and son dead. You're gonna live. You gonna live. You gonna live with this grief forever. You living. They dead. They gonna kill us for killing everybody, wife and kids.
We're talking about this shit at work. That's why I tell everybody to leave me alone because I don't have it all up. I'm on the same shit you on. Like if you do some shit to somebody I care about, nigga, my first is like I'm going after your grandma. Everybody care about their grandma.
Nah, grandma old. I need somebody young.
I want the baby. I'm starting.
Gotta get the baby.
No, I'm starting at the oldest and I'm working my way down, my nigga. It's a plan. I'm getting everybody one at a time.
Michael Jackson hung blanket over the balcony. I'm hanging that towel over the balcony and dropping him in front of dad. And it's your child. And they're going to be like, let him down between me and you. Throw it in the baby. You got to live.
Like, just leave certain, I tell everybody, leave certain niggas alone. Certain niggas ain't got it all upstairs. This one of the niggas I'm talking about. Leave this nigga alone. Leave me alone. Because if you do something to him, you do something to Eric, you do something to Aaron, I'm coming after your whole family. I ain't got no wife and kids, nigga. So ain't nobody for you to come after. I'm coming after everybody. One at a time. And then I ain't going to just, like, he talking about killing nigga. I'm going to beat him up. Because I want them niggas to send a message. Oh, daddy, what happened? You had a good day at school? No, some man beat me up, daddy. Some nigga just randomly beat me up getting off the bus.
Nah, I want to kill him.
No, I know. I want the message to be sent.
I want grief. I want a nigga to be like, damn. I'll get that nigga up. Now I'm sad for the rest of my life. I want the grief. I'm sure about the funeral too. I'm gonna be fucked up. I'm sure the funeral like buku, niggas with me, like buku, about 80 niggas with me. Walk at the funeral, spit on the grave, smack the reverend. I'm having like 80 niggas with me, like real niggas, so he can't do me nothing. I'm sending messages.
This nigga crazy.
Like I'm taking a shit on the coffin. I should have lied too. I shit on the coffin.
Drinking buku you on the way to the funeral. Make sure that shit be lined up.
Why have my ass on the crying mama dress? Come here, bitch. Why are you doing this? Your husband attacked me on camera.
Oh my fucking step here. This is crazy.
Everybody shit. Get it, man.
Oh my god. Shit.
I gotta check something out. Yo, think about this. TV baddies. Think about some TV baddies.
Oh, Zaria? Awesome.
That's the number one nigga?
Yeah, hell, nigga. Nigga, Reagan Gomez Preston. I love her, dog. Like nigga, Ashley. She all right, but I was more of a Hillary nigga myself. But because to me, Ashley was kind of, she wasn't nasty enough. I assume Hillary was like fucking with them rich niggas. So she was like doing nasty shit.
Ashley was a kid.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but you know, when she got older, like when she got in like high school, like they tried to make her seem like she was fast.
So.
But Hillary, I know Hillary was doing that too, yo, with the rich niggas.
Your go-to is Hillary and
no, Zaria. I love
Zaria. Zaria, your go-to?
I love her.
I can't look at Zaria.
Why not?
She remind me of my cousin Ashley.
See, I don't got nobody.
Like, she like remind me of Ashley a lot. Like, a lot.
Like, I love Zaria, dog.
Damn.
And Megan Good. But, I mean, back then she wasn't, like, super bad when she was on, like, Cousin Skeeter and shit.
I ain't watch Cousin Skeeter.
You didn't? Like she was kind of, she was pretty, but she didn't have no body back then.
I hate seeing Megan Good and Jonathan Majors. That shit looks so fake. That shit look hella, it like a hella staged relationship. That shit look hella staged.
She doing that man a solid, dog.
That look hella staged. They on the beach just smiling away, giving a piggyback ride. I've been on the beach, nigga. Who smiled that much? They smiling the whole time.
They posing for the camera, dog. Yeah.
Oh. Like my go-to was back then, man. I when I was a little kid, I wanted Raven Simone.
She never did it for me.
Well, nigga, I'm 10 and she's 10.
I mean, but...
I was 11 or 12-ish. I mean, she looked good.
Not to me.
Like, I saw myself, like, I can date her. We're the same age, damn near.
I ain't like her. Like, I don't know why. Like, it wasn't like she was, like trash, but I don't know.
But you like Tyler?
This nigga. Why you always gotta go there?
Because I'm childish.
This nigga make me sick, dog.
Also, my go-to was Esther Rowe.
Yeah, I know you're lying. That's cap.
But
nigga, you ain't like Topanga, like most people did?
Topanga was trash. Topanga hella garbage. But I love Thelma. Thelma's fucking bad. Nigga, I be watching Good Time ready to beat off, nigga.
This nigga.
Like, imagine, like, she be fully dressed and shit wearing them old 70s clothes.
Yeah.
Like, put on a bathing suit or something. I be wanting to beat off.
To Good Times?
Thelma look good as a motherfucker. And Willona. Boy, nigga, that'd be a nasty threesome. You wouldn't fuck Thelma and Willona?
I would, but I ain't never was looking at Good Times like, oh, shit. This motherfucker look good.
Man, Thelma wearing them tight sweaters. I'm like, in the gym, I'm like, oh, look, Thelma bad as a motfucker. Is she pretty?
This nigga.
And she got a pretty ass face? Nigga, Thelma's bad.
She is. I agree.
And Willona.
But like, not beat off worthy. Like the episodes ain't beat off worthy. Like, nigga, they not showing nothing.
I beat my dick all the time. I'm fully dressed. I don't care.
What the fuck about this? Shit. What about the Pink Ranger? You ain't like her like that?
Nope.
You didn't?
Nope. Man, that was trash.
I'm just putting it out there. A lot of niggas was liking them. Huh, and Topanga. Like they was like they
and their boat was fucking trash, yeah, nigga. Nigga, like, I like Halle Berry.
Yeah, shit. I mean too. Like, yeah, I like Halle Berry.
Strictly Business. I wanted her.
Robin Givens. I love her too.
I used to like Layla Rashawn when she was younger.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. When she was on Fresh Prince and shit.
Fresh Prince. She was on what else? I mean, she's on Boomerang. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was in Boomerang. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
Wayne's Brothers.
Yeah.
Look, Layla Rashawn was bad.
That was the early episodes. I ain't like the early episodes like that. On Wayne's Brothers.
Yeah, I ain't like him either, but that's for sure. I was showing the Marlon boy had the poo ass haircut, yeah. The poo ass twisties.
Yeah.
I'm glad they cut them shits off. Glad they cut them shits off.
Yeah. Like, who else was bad back then? Fucking, who else? Damn. Like Tony Braxton, shit like that?
I mean, yeah. Laura Winslow.
I ain't like Laura.
I mean, I probably thought she was cute when I was like 9, but.
I never liked her.
I never wanted to, like fuck her. I like Maxine.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, as an adult, damn. I don't know. Cause, okay, high school me will fuck Laura. But man, me can't fuck man. What's her name? Kelly something.
I don't know her last name. Kelly, I know you're talking about, yeah.
Cause Laura trash. Like, she big as a house. Like, she got big grandma legs. I saw her sit next to Urkel with the big ass legs. Oh, more than I like Gina and Pam. I like both of them.
I was more of a Pam dude.
I like Gina more, but that's because I like Gina first in House Party.
Yeah. Oh, I like Shireen. Ooh, man. Shireen was my thing, boy.
I don't care what movie she. I always did not like. I can't stand her no matter what movie she.
Why?
Do I like her?
Why?
She always play a character I hate.
You ain't like her, baby boy?
No.
I want to fuck her so bad.
I didn't.
Oh, Lord.
In fact, in Big Boy.
And Peanut. Oh, I want to fuck Peanut too.
Man, who the bitch is that Jody turned down?
That's the one. That's the one, yes. Yeah, that's the one. Man, I would have cheated. I ain't gonna lie. I would fold it, though.
He was cheating already. Yeah. I mean, what's my old cheating gonna do?
I guess that because she worked with it, that was the line.
I don't like her voice, though. I just want some dick.
That would have been it.
Nah.
You want. That would have been it for me.
But you can't talk. You can't talk. I like your voice.
Yeah.
I know you're cute, and I know you're feeling me. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Stop talking. Suck some dick.
Nigga, you fucking up the whole move. Talking all rough to the bitch.
Well, she got to stop talking. Say, son. Was there ever a time where a bitch voice, like, just kind of ruined it for you? Like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck you. Yep. Keep talking.
And it was you warned me about it. We met. I forgot what we was, but I met this chick. And you was like, I talked to her before. This bitch got a bad voice. So, you know, in the club, you can't hear. So, I ain't never knew what the chick sound like till the next day. I called on the phone. Her voice was deep as a motherfucker.
I know you're talking about. Yes. I forgot her name, but I know you're talking about.
I forgot her name, too. She was pretty as a motherfucker. I can't remember her name for nothing.
Is it Kirby? Is the name Kirby?
I can't remember. It probably is.
I remember the chick.
Yeah. I remember the chick too, but I can't remember what her name was.
And it's like, what, about 15, 16?
Yeah.
16 years ago, yeah. 7 years ago, but yeah. I know the chick.
Because you warned me about it. You're like, she.
Hey, her voice was rough.
Yeah. She was a cool ass chick too. I stopped talking to her after.
I don't like them Jada Kiss voices. You can't talk to me.
This nigga wild, man.
Talk about your shit. Favorite Disney movie.
Oh yeah. You like Brink? Brink. You ain't never seen Brink?
What the fuck that is?
This nigga ain't never seen Brink. Hey, you can't even have this conversation. You ain't never seen Brink, nigga.
What the fuck is Brink? About hockey?
No, he was about skating. Like the rollerblade niggas.
Man, shut your bitch ass up, man.
This nigga ain't never seen Brink. We can't even have this conversation. I can't even talk to you about this shit. You ain't never seen Brink.
Isn't Lion King Disney?
I'm talking about like the Disney, the original Disney movies, nigga, like the ones that used to come on TV.
Mighty Ducks? That Disney?
Yes. That's like theater movies. I'm talking about the ones that used to come straight.
Nigga, I didn't have cable. I didn't watch that bullshit.
This nigga here, dog.
Like
this
nigga like High School Musical?
That's like older shit. Like I this is like when we was grown. Yeah, but it's like shit like that.
The fucking Brink?
This nigga didn't never see. So you ain't never seen fucking Xenon and Z2?
I never heard of this.
This nigga just. How we gonna have a conversation, my nigga? You ain't seen nothing. This nigga don't know what Brink is. You saw First Kid, though, right?
Yeah, I think I saw that.
With Sinbad?
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, yeah.
My Date with the President's Daughter? I know you saw that, yeah. So you saw like one or two.
I saw First Kid, yeah, Sinbad. That's when he was the president's son. He was going to school or some shit.
Yeah, he was like the Secret Service.
I saw Richard Rich. Ain't that Disney?
This nigga. That's shit that came on at the movies.
Nigga, I ain't go to the movies to see it. We had VHS. But
yeah, it was on VHS and shit. I'm talking about shit like on a Saturday night. It was like a Disney original movie. Shit came on. That's why I ain't like fucking Raven Simone because Xenon was better than her.
Okay.
This nigga here. This nigga. You didn't see that. How we gonna have the conversation? You ain't seen none of the fucking movies.
That's a Lion King. I'm working on my roar. Final thought this shit, nigga.
My final thought is I can't have a conversation with this nigga. He never seen none of the fucking movies. I can't talk to this nigga, man.
I saw Mighty Ducks. Cake Eater. Quack, 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 quack. We're doing the flying V. I know we are.
Episode 153, dog.
I'll be all right. Yo, the team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 153 of the TMI podcast in the books. We streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube. Gotta look good because the whole blog watching. Fuck is a Zion or a Cleon. Oh,
this nigga. Oh, Brink. Y'all boo this nigga, man. Boo this nigga, man. This nigga ain't never seen none of the movies, dog.
Ella Cool doing this?
Yeah, y'all get in the comment section and y'all bash this nigga, man. As much as he talk about money, this nigga ain't have cable growing up. Bash this nigga. He always trying to play us broke niggas.
Man, I was broke growing up. Yeah, I ain't get rich till like 5 years ago. All right, we gone.